It's a great gospel this morning from John 10, 27 to 30. It's one of the shortest gospel that we would listen at Mass about Jesus Christ, our shepherd. Now to begin, I'd like to share kind of a gift for all of us. One of my best friends, his name is Father Albert Uga. He's been here before, and he's coming in a couple weeks, and he's going to stay with us for 4 weeks in May, Father Albert Uga. And the reason why I share him this morning, and I probably shared before, you might listen it, but he was a shepherd as a young kid. Like 5, 6, 7 years old, he was the shepherd of his family. And they had sheep and they had goats. And he was literally in the wilderness with his animals. He'd sleep outside. Now, he couldn't go to education because he needed his family to have food and milk and meat to sell their animals to have a little bit of money. So when he was about 6, 7, 8 years old, he asked his family if he could go to education. And their family put it together, the little money they had, to bring him to education. And he went to a Catholic school, which brought him not just the education, but his faith. He was in a family that was a natural religion in his family, and he learned our Catholic Church. And he asked his people to be baptized. And then he had his confirmation, or his confession, Eucharist, later confirmation, and now he is a priest in Ghana, Africa. One of my best friends. And I'm so excited in a couple weeks to have him here for about a month. Praise God. So Jesus Christ is our shepherd, said a great couple of verses that I'd ask you to keep it in your back pocket. It's a great gospel that's very short. Listen to what he says. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. There too, I talked with Father Albert about this. I went to his family and I could see in the villages or little town cities that have goats everywhere or sheep everywhere in Africa, in Ghana. And you could actually know that the animals always could follow their shepherd. Perhaps at the end of the day, if they're grazing during the day in the village or the country area, at the end of the day, they would come back to their shepherd. He would whistle or they could yell. And they know their shepherd's voice. That's not a joke. That's true. The animals knew who their shepherd was. They always knew the voice of their shepherd. So what is Jesus saying? My sheep hear my voice. So as people, how do we know Jesus' voice? Right? We have a conscience. We have thoughts. We maybe have decisions where, yeah, I have to take this. I can't do this. Or I know this is bad and I can't do that. You have heard Jesus' voice. That's in your heart, in your conscience. And the more we can listen to Jesus' voice, the more we will be. The more we take off the TV or the radio or the phone, all the noise we can hear all the time in our country, the more we can do just silence, even a couple minutes, or praying with Jesus, the more we will follow His voice and we will hear His voice and He will lead us. Then he says, I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. Jesus holds us in His hand. Whether it's a great day or a difficult day, if it's a time with we're sick or somebody's dying, it's depression, whatever it could be, Jesus always carries us in His hand. That's just what He said. Himself that said, No one can take them out of my hand. And he continues, my Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one. The only way we can jump out of the hand of Jesus and his Father, I mean, think about things that try, the evil, people that hate Christianity, are bullies, are against our church. The only times we can jump out of his hand is when we sin. And all we need to do to get back in his hand is to ask for forgiveness, for coming to confession. Nothing can take us. And Jesus and God, he didn't make us to puppets. He's not crushing us in his hand. He's holding us in his palm. And if we want to jump off, we can. Some people do. Some people just jump off because they hate God or they don't want to believe in God or Jesus. And that's his, he allows our decision to do that. So the longer we are praying and listening, the more we're just being held in Jesus, especially in the worst times of our life. Continue to read this small verses. John 10, 27 to 30. Again, keep it in your back pocket. It's an awesome, awesome, powerful, and rich verses to know that Jesus Christ is our shepherd. And he gives his voice to each and every one of us.